It's Greater LA from KCRW. Glad to have you with us. I'm Steve Chitakis. There are nearly 7 million people living in the United States who were born in or who have roots in Central America, many of them here in Greater LA. Some came fleeing violence and conflict or poverty or seeking better, safer lives for their children. Others to reunite with family or maybe attend school. But the study of that history, Central American history, hasn't always been a focus in California's schools. Well, now there's a new major at East LA College that's focused solely on that region. And with me to talk about the new program is Jocelyn Duarte, a professor of Central American Studies at Cal State Northridge and at East LA College. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Let's talk about East LA College. That institution has offered Chicano studies for many years, right? Which is a really broad umbrella, though. So how is this new major different, and what made you decide to create it?
Los Angeles Community College District is home to 9 campuses. East LA College is one of the largest campuses with the largest Chicano-Chicana Studies department. So it was only natural for Central American Studies to be created out of this department. Historically, the Chicano movement has had solidarity with Central Americans dating back to the 80s. And as we can see, history is marking itself again, just like we did at California State University Northridge, where Central American Studies came out of Chicano Studies. We are following that path, hoping to one day grow and create a department here as well.
When you're talking about Central America, obviously it's El Salvador, Nicaragua, right? Honduras, Panama, places like that, and that have been tumultuous places over the past, say, century. But you're going even further back than that, right? This is a holistic look at that part of the world, that region.
We're not only looking at the 7 countries and the transnational community, the diaspora, but we're also looking back prior to the colonization, right? We're looking at the Mayan culture. We're looking at the Lenca, the Pipil, the indigenous people of Central America. So it's not only about the nations that exist today, but knowing our history is important to see how that connects to what is happening today, not only here in Los Angeles, but also looking at transnationally, how does foreign policy, immigration policy, how do all of these things impact our daily lives as Central Americans?
What does a major look like, when you're talking about Central American studies? What does that look like as far as the academics part of it?
So what we're doing here at the community college level is preparing our students to be able to transfer and be able to obtain a BA in Central American Studies. So we're providing them with the coursework that is going to meet their the articulation agreement for graduation, their graduation requirement for ethnic studies as well, as we know that that's something that also has changed at the CSU level. So that's what we're doing here at East LA College, is preparing students to be able to obtain a BA in Central American Studies.
You are a graduate of that program at CSUN that you mentioned, right? So, I mean, because there haven't been a lot of these Central American-focused classes offered, I wonder if it's difficult to find the faculty to teach these courses.
I am a proud graduate of West LA College. I'm a product of public schooling. And when I was ready to transfer over to Cal State Northridge, I realized that there was something called Central American Studies. And I couldn't believe that there was such a program. And I remember crying while I was reading the description of what the program was about. And so I know how important these courses are. And so as somebody who went through the program, I began to understand, as I was forming my own pedagogy, the importance of having these courses not only available at the universities like the Cal States, but also at the importance of having them at the community level. And I saw an avenue of that through East LA College while I was teaching in dual enrollment. So it has been key for us to create that partnership with community organizations like CARESEN, Central American Resource Center, RESCATE, Salvadoran American Leadership and Educational Fund, Clinica Romero, the pillars that have carried our community forward. So I think that, yes, there is not a lot of professors that have that specialty in Central American studies. And so that is part of what we're doing here, having our students have the tools to be equipped, right, to be able to go on and be the lawyers, the doctors, the community workers, the executive directors, but also the next generation of scholars.
I understand more schools in California are offering these classes, but you're not necessarily sold on those efforts, are you?
Well, I think that, you know, I have been fortunate enough to graduate from the program and have landed here at, you know, East LA College, and being able to help with be in the environment that gave the institutional support, not only to the for the creation of the programs, but also the creation of a full-time position. It's very important for there to not only be the creation of a course that we offer like every other semester, or we offer it, you know, yearly, something like that, but rather real institutional support is what we need. And so I think there's a bigger conversation there, right, in terms of how many adjuncts we have, how many part-time professors we have, and who actually has the skill set to be able to teach these courses, because it's a very unique expertise. And so to me, I think that it's more about than changing a name rather than looking at the leadership, like President Roman here at East LA College, who created a full-time position for Central American Studies. And that's the kind of support that we're looking for.
We mentioned that this is the first year for the major. What does enrollment look like?
We have seen an increase of enrollment in our Central American Studies classes, especially the online courses. And I think a lot of that has to do with the demographics. Our students are caretakers, their parents, their working students. And sometimes online classes are a good vehicle for them to be able to complete their degrees and transfer.
Jocelyn Duarte, professor of Central American Studies over at Cal State Northridge and at East LA College. Thank you, professor, for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, just ahead, they may never have heard of Stephen Sondheim, but some students of Pasadena schools are taking to the stage with one of his most memorable musicals. That's ahead on the other side of this.